Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Under a Shady Tree with Lord Terry and Lord Onyx. Come on in, grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These Southern Pagan boys are about to start their talk. Here's Lord Terry and Lord Onyx.
And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon, good morning, good wherever in the world you are and whatever time you're listening. We are honored that you are here with us under a shady tree. And this is Reverend Terry Power and my special, wonderful partner and co-host, my lady, my love, Robin. Are you there, darling?
Yes, I am, sweetheart. I'm here.
Hey! And we want to welcome everybody to our special Christmas Eve episode. Now, we've already celebrated Yule here, but we are also celebrating Christmas Eve and Christmas with our families, and I know a lot of you guys are doing the same, so this is our special Christmas Eve episode, and I'm pretty excited about this. I know a lot of people are traveling and having stuff going on with families, and, you know, it's just a wonderful time of year, and we have a special guest with us tonight. All the way from the United Kingdom, we are getting a special interview with Darv the Bard. And we are waiting for the link to come through right now. You know, it being Christmas Eve and everything going on, it seems like we're having just a little bit of a delay. So, Robin, while we are waiting for Dave to join us, I know it's just been an exciting time here with all of the doings.
Mm-hmm.
So,
cookie making and decorating, putting the last minute decorations and putting out cookies for Santa, and all the fun stuff that we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And the tree this year, we had a chance this season to make salt dough. Ornaments to the tree,
mm-hmm. And they look adorable.
And yeah, it's beautiful. It's I don't know if the word rustic, but there's a certain simplicity to it,
mm-hmm.
That I always like with this kind of thing. So let's see, we've got Let's see. We are having a little bit of difficulty here with the Skype link. And let's see, I'm going to try something else. Robin, why don't you talk for just a minute while I'm... Oh, here we go. All right, and we now have our special guest, Dog the Bard, here with us on our special Christmas Eve episode. Hey, Dave, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can.
Got
you now.
Finally.
All right, so you have called into our special Christmas Eve episode, and we want to thank you for sharing this evening with us.
Pleasure.
So I know that you have a new album. Well, first of all, for those that don't know, I mean, there's you know, all both of our listeners that don't know who you are. I'm a huge fan. I play some of your music just about every show. To the point where people are getting tired of me and my my gushing fanhood.
So, we tease them about it. Honestly, we do.
Well, thank you for your gushing fanhood.
Yeah, so if you would tell the two or three people that don't know who you are, tell them a little bit about you and your music and all of that kind of stuff, and introduce yourself.
Wow, God, where do I start? Okay, so I'm Dave the Bard, and I guess people know me more from my pagan musician. I'm also a podcaster for the Order of Bards, Ovates, and Druids on Druidcast.
Cool.
I released my first album, pagan music album at least, in 2003. That was called Hearn's Apprentice. That was before iTunes and Facebook and everything like that kind of stuff. So yeah, and my latest album Sabbath came out. I guess it's not really new anymore. It came out in April, but that's new for me because I'm not exactly prolific as far as recording new albums are concerned.
It takes time to craft these things and have them be perfect. So
exactly, you can't rush perfection.
That's right.
You're taking the words straight from my mouth. Yes. Yeah.
And, go ahead.
No, I was just saying I'm one of the very lucky people who managed to earn their living about, you know, through what they love doing and what they love. So, you know, I count my blessings for that every day.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Now you did say something about the druids and bards and ovates. I never can get all that straight. It's not my path. But so that's where a lot of your influence comes from. I can hear that in the music. But what else would you like to tell our listeners about your influences and what brought you to, you know, to all of this?
I guess there have been two loves in my life since I was about 3 years old. That's when I first can remember being on my rocking horse and singing at the top of my voice to John Denver and Johnny Cash albums that my dad had in his record collection. Remember records?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I still have some and an actual turntable in my home that we listen to frequently.
Wow. Oh, amazing.
I'm a bit of an audiophile.
Yeah. Well, I loved music. And I loved magic, or the occult, I guess, if you want to use another word. And all the time, those two paths were separate. Can you hear me all right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, yeah. I've got a little bit of feedback through the headphones here. Remind me of being in my old heavy metal band for a moment. all of the time, those paths were separate. I was okay, but it was only when they came together, when I found paganism and particularly bardism and druidry, where there is such a focus on the arts and storytelling and mythology. It was when those two loves came together that I started to really, you know, find my way and found my home. And that was really when I joined the Order of Bards, Ovates and Druids back in 1994. I just sent off a stamp like any other member, although now most people find us through the internet. The web wasn't around at that time. I just found an ad in the magazine and sent off for their pack. And once I read about the bars, my whole life changed, really. That was it. I mean, really, really. I mean, you cannot say enough how much my life changed just by sending off a stamp to a druid. It was incredible, you know. And that back at that time, I'd given up music, really. I'd been in a heavy metal band. I was a drummer in a heavy metal band right up until a couple of years before then. And then I had our first son. And I basically hung up everything. I stopped music entirely. But when I joined Obod, I picked up my acoustic guitar again. I started going to camps. I heard people do what I wanted to do. And so I sold my old drum kit, bought a Celtic harp, and basically dedicated my life to the bardic arts.
Cool.
So, you know, in a nutshell, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all truly blessed that you made those choices.
Oh, bless you. Thank
because
you.
The music, some of your music, and again, I'm a Gushing fan, so, but a lot of your music has been very meaningful to me. And I can't imagine the world without your music in it. So I just want to say thank you for the choices you made.
Wow.
And bringing all of that to us.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you. You know, I didn't see any of this coming. I've got to say, I didn't set out to earn my living from my pagan music. What happened was I went to a few camps back in the early 90s, and I heard a lot of people doing kind of Wiccan chants around the campfire, and there were drum circles.
Mm-hmm.
But by the fourth night, I just thought, we really need some songs. You know, we really need to have some songs that we can sing around the campfire together as a community. And at that time, I hadn't heard of Gwydion Penderwyn or any of his music. I didn't know it existed. So I thought, well, I really thought no one had done it. And so I kind of thought, well, if I can't find it, I'm going to have to write it myself. And really, all I wanted to do was provide music for the community to sort of sing around the campfire and in honor of those old gods that we all love. And what I didn't realize at all was what we love around our campfires in the south of England, pagans in America, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Germany, they all love that same vibe and that same feeling. And it was really by accident that this all happened and my music became as well known as it is now, you know. I'm very thankful for it, but it wasn't my particular intention at the time. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you're picking up on is that music comes from my heart. And that's I sing about what I love. And I think as pagans, you know, we have our differences. But I also know that we have a love of the land, we have a love of the old stories.
Yep.
And if people hear those songs or hear those things being sung about, it's going to probably touch their heart too. And I think that's what connects us. Music is it's a common language all around the world. You know, it's a great leveler.
Well, it is. I mean, we needed our pagan hymns. You know, I mean... You know, every other religion around the world has their hymns and their songs, and you have been one of the people that has led the way toward us finding our musical voice as a community, and we need that.
That's amazing.
It builds community.
Well, if that's true, then I can smile a happy man. You know, the other thing, you said the word hymns there, And that, again, was not my intention to have that kind of connection of sacred music. And I think it was only when I launched Antler Crown and Standing Stone, which was the album before Sabbat, that somebody said to me, these are like pagan hymns. And you've written an album full of praise songs. And I had to go back and re-listen to them. And I thought, wow. I kind of have. But, again, it wasn't my intention.
Well, the song that I hear all the time that they pick on me about is Antlered Crown and Standing Stone. That song in particular speaks to my heart and what's going on in my life right now.
Right.
And the energy that have come into my life in the last year, and that song just really speaks to me and tells my story as much as the as much as anyone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, and you created that. So I mean, I'm talking to you now on the radio. This is so cool for me. You know, I'm not afraid to say, you know, how much something means to me, and to speak from my heart as well. And that song in particular, you know, you mentioned it right there, and that song in particular has been very powerful for me.
Well, bless you, brother. Thank you.
And thank you. So you do have a new album out, Sabbath.
Yep.
You know, reasonably new. What went into that? What were the inspirations there?
Well, that was what happened. Is if you cast your mind back to 2008, I recorded and launched an album called The Cauldron Born, and when I put that up and sent that up to iTunes, I kind of had this feeling. I thought, oh boy, I think that might be it. I might have written the best set of songs that I could ever write, and where do I go from here? Which is why my next album was Tales from the Crow Man, which was a collection of spiritual and supernatural folk songs from the tradition, and then a live album. And I didn't write new songs for at least 2 years, because in fact I was worried that I might have dried up. You know, there's only so many times you can write about the Wheel of the Year. Yeah.
Mm.
And so when I sat down and I started to write Antler Crown and Standing Stone, that album was literally torn from my soul, because, and I don't mean that in a violent way, but it was a very painful birthing process, because I was worried that people wouldn't like it as much as The Cauldron Born. You know, there was no pressure on me before The Cauldron Born, because I didn't have a fan base as such. And it was only after that that I, you know, and suddenly I did, and I thought, oh my God, I've got all these people out there who want to hear my music. And there was a whole different energy for that album. And I basically, I pressed that button. Once I'd recorded Antler Crown and Standing Stone, I pressed that button, and I looked at what people were saying about it, and I sent out the copies that people had pre-ordered. And I was so overjoyed at the response that I thought I put that fear to bed, basically. You know, people loved the album. It was well received, and so when it came to recording Sabbath, I had none of that baggage whatsoever. I just thought, I'm going to have such fun recording this album. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to write the songs that I want to write about. And so if you listen to the energy, it's like the love child of Cauldron Born and Spirit of Albion. If those two albums had a child, it would probably be Sabbath. So there's a lot more rocky songs on there, but there's also really deep spiritual stuff as well, you know. And the whole process from beginning to end with Sabbath was a joy. And I think you can hear that. I think you can hear that in the songs themselves. So that was it, really. When that came out in April, I couldn't wait to press the upload button to iTunes, because I just couldn't wait to get it into people's ears. And I look back at Antler Crown and Standing Stone now as a fulcrum point in my songwriting. It was like, you know, those songs were about how I felt about the gods. And that's why I think some people who hear that can hear praise songs, you know. At the Crown and Standing Stone, the title song, you know, I kind of wrote that after reading about, and I don't want to get myself into trouble with any icons of the pagan world here. I love every one of them, but there was a pantheon where Zeke Budapest did a particular ritual and would not have transgender people who within the ceremony. Yeah, I don't know if you remember that.
Yes.
It was a few years back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there were a few people protested outside and things like that. And I read a tweet from her saying, name me one pagan man that has done anything of any good. And I thought, boy, you know, that felt like a lot of, it just felt like a lot of anger there towards men. And I just wanted to write a song that really made the horse god real and caring and loving like a father should be, you know.
Yep.
And so that song came from that kind of energy of just, so the chorus, you know, I am lover, I am father, I'm horned by king, I'm the life in all of nature that is reborn every spring. You know, to me, that is the horn god. It, you know, and he for 1,500 years, he's been painted as Satan. You know, that image of the horned god has been demonized. Mm-hmm. As much as the goddess has before that. Mm-hmm. And I just felt, it's about, you know, if we're going to be equal in this, if we're going to try and create a true equality of male and female and everything in between, then we need to start meeting in the middle and not trying to swing it back on to one side to then come back, you know, and be true equal, you know.
Totally well said.
We preach exactly the same thing. Anybody that listens to this show has heard Robin and I have this conversation multiple times.
Yeah.
Finding balance isn't about having 2,000 years of punishing the other side to make it even. Finding balance is in the moment, is in now.
Yeah. And you honor the mother and the father equally in their own.
And that's why that song particularly speaks to me, because of the things that are going on in my life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Having that that energy has come into my life, and then you were singing about it. And to draw those two together, the words that you just quoted were exactly the words that speak to the energy that's working in my life right now. And again, it's amazing how it all comes together when it's supposed to.
Yeah, yeah. So there.
And,
Excellent.
Now, I'm going to play one of your new songs from Sabbath, and I understand that you have a story to tell about the song Forgotten.
Forgotten Never Be, yes. One of the things that I love about Britain and is its old folk traditions, be that Morris dancing, Mama's plays, the Mary Floyd from Wales, you know, all these things are fantastic. You know, the bonfires that go on during November in the south of England, bonfire nights, not just about Guy Fawkes. This is way before Guy Fawkes, this stuff. You know, it's all around Samhain, don't forget. November the 5th is very close to Samhain, and those bonfires were going longer than November the 5th, I tell you. But there's this kind of reticence within English people. When they see Morris dancing, they think it's a bit sweet and, you know, and just a bit stupid sometimes. And I just wanted to write a song to say that, you know, Unless we know where we've come from, we will never know where we're going. And Forgotten Never Be is kind of like a plea to English and British people to look at their folk traditions and be proud of them in the same way. When I go over to the Czech Republic, they are so proud of their folk music and their folk dancing. You know, I then come back to Britain and see people laughing at Morris dances outside a pub, and I just think, you don't know the power and energy that is in those dances, what brought them to be, the seasonal cycles. I'm very passionate about this, and I love the, you know, the wassail is coming up in January over here. And all of those are within Forgotten Never Be, and that is my wish, that these old folk traditions, they aren't seen as just quaint reenactments, but they are seen as important foundations of who we are as a people. Yeah.
As Americans,
well,
we have so few folk traditions here, and only what people brought with them from wherever their, you know, home country was. So I envy that. So.
Well, you know,
and you're right to honor them.
Yeah, and I've seen that in my visits to America and to Australia too, is that people are looking for the folk traditions, you know, because the indigenous people for often very good reasons don't want to share their spirituality
mm-hmm.
with what they still see as the incoming European people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those incoming European peoples can feel a separation somehow from the land itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they have that connection through their blood and bone and DNA to their ancestors. And
right.
So, you know, wherever you came from, your ancestors would have done had some kind of folk tradition that you have within your DNA. You know, and
mm-hmm.
And you can be as proud of all of that as I am, as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Well, we'll share in that. And with that said, I think that is a beautiful introduction. Now let's go ahead and take our song break. And we are going to play Forgotten Never Be by our great friend Dave the Bard. And thank you again for being with us. Everybody stick around. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Terry and Onyx on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you to Virginia.
All right. I love that rejoin music. And the Thursday night show, we always have the best, I think the best music of any of our intro and rejoins on the station. So
that is very cool.
It just feels good coming back. And I want to welcome everybody back from the break. This is Reverend Terry Power and Robin McKean, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. And tonight we are joined by Dave the Bard. And, of course, the shady tree is decorated for the holidays, and you are here for our special Christmas Eve episode, and we want to welcome everybody and thank you for sharing time with us. So,
hey.
Forgotten Never Beef, what a song, man! That is great stuff.
Thank you.
We'll be playing that a few times, honoring those old traditions and not forgetting where we come from.
Yeah, it's important.
So, what have you got coming up in the future? I know you've got some, you're very busy right now, some travel dates going on. I know you might be finished up for the Yule season and Christmas, but what have you got coming up in the new year?
Yeah, I'm entering a period that's with not many gigs for a little while, up until March actually next year. But what I'm doing is I'm focusing on the next album right now. That's what's going to happen. Aren't notifications annoying on your computer? They just come up and just, you know, completely throw me. Sorry about that. I'm basically focusing on the new album, and then next year one of the gigs is Caldera Fest, which is the pagan music festival.
Mm-hmm.
Out Lafayette. Have you heard of this?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I'm very familiar. I'm actually familiar with the area. I grew up about 30 minutes from where that festival is going to be held.
Yeah. Well, I cannot wait.
Well, I'm looking forward to it as well, and I'm hoping to meet you in person then so I can gush in public and in person. So.
Yeah. Well, some people are, you know, the list of bands that he's got is incredible.
Amazing.
Absolutely
mm-hmm.
amazing. I mean, I've heard people use a term like the pagan Woodstock for this.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like that, to be honest with you.
Well, that was exactly the term I was going to use. It's kind of going to be our pagan Woodstock.
Yeah. Well, I hope the community gets behind it, and I hope that that there are loads of people there, and we have one hell of a party. That's in May. I can't wait to do that. It looks like I'll also, fingers crossed, because I know they had a hard time with their venue last year. It got flooded out, but hopefully in June, if all things align and the stars align properly, I'll be back at the Pagan Spirit Gathering with Selena Fox and Circle Sanctuary. So two gigs in the States next year, which is great. I love playing for you guys, so looking forward to that.
Very cool. Is there anything about the new album you want to share with us? Is there anything you can kind of give us a few hints and
I can tell you
teasers?
I can tell you as much as I know right now. Because when an album is in this stage, it is subject to change at any time. but basically, I've had this idea for a long time since Antler Crown and Standing Stone came out. Really, I wanted to do a double album based upon the Tales of the Mabinogion, the old Welsh tales that with the gods and goddesses so many of us work with and so are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that I needed to have another Dave the Bard album, which is why Sabbat came out. But now I've had those two, I want to focus entirely on the Mabinogi. So the album is going to be called E Mabinogi, which is the official old title of the Mabinogian. And it will tell the four branches of the Mabinogi. So it will tell the tales of Rhiannon. It will tell the tales of Pwyll and Pryderi, of Bran, of Manawydan, all of these people, all of these gods that we work with. And at the moment, it's going to be a combination of storytelling, sound effects, obviously, and things like that, and also songs and music as well to link the stories together. So it's going to be an incredibly epic process. And it's
it
not
sounds like
be...
you're writing a rock opera there, a pagan rock opera.
Well, you know, in a way, I want, if possible, I want to avoid that. I don't want this to be a Tommy or a Quadrophenia or something like that.
I was actually thinking of Jeff Lane's musical version of War of the Worlds, actually.
That will be, I reckon, as close as it can get. Jeff Lane's War of the Worlds, but without all of the different actors, probably, with just my voice, because I've got an angle of telling the Mabinogian that I think has never been done before, and
awesome.
I've started writing the actual book, because obviously I've got to rewrite the entire book. That's part of the process, and yeah, I'm loving it. I've got to tell you, this has been within me since I sent off for that stamp and heard about the Mabinogi and the tales of Wales and stuff, and the fact that I finally reached a point with my music that I can turn my focus on completely is just so exciting. I can't wait to get. Well, I mean, it's underway. I've started writing it already, but it's just going to be such an exciting process.
That sounds awesome.
Well, I'm looking forward to that as well. Those are a lot of the stories that I know, and of course, I work with the Tuatha De Danann,
right.
the old Irish. And there's a lot of similarities. I mean, there's a lot more similarities there than there are with some of the other pantheons and some of the other stories.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to this work and hearing this album when you get it finished. So you'll have to come back and talk about it when you're ready.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No problem at all. I think the other thing with the Mabinogian is that some people have picked up a copy of Lady Charlotte Guest's version or something like that, and they've read it, and it's spoken and written in such a medieval fashion that it doesn't feel particularly like it's come from a pagan time. And so the way that I'm rewriting it and retelling it is putting it through basically trying to strip out those layers of medievalness and put it back within the sort of Iron Age through to 600 CE, where those stories really came from, and where people weren't necessarily living in palaces, but they were living in roundhouses and hill forts and things like that, So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting process, and I hope is that people find it really accessible, so that they'll suddenly go, oh, I get it. I get the stories now. I get why all these people love them,
Very cool. So do you have any kind of expectation of when that's going to be ready, or are we just going to be on hold waiting for you for the spirit to move you, as it were?
Well, once I've got the first branch down, I'll kind of know how long the four branches are going to take, and then it will be whether or not I release one album with the first and second branch on and then go and do the third and fourth, or if I wait and release all four as a double. And if it's taken me 2 years just to do the first and second branch, then what I'll probably do is release that and then get on with the fourth and third and fourth branch so that people know that's coming. But you won't be without something for, 3 years or something silly like that.
And then you can always repackage it for the following holiday season as a double album.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah.
I'm always thinking marketing.
Yeah, well, you know, I have to kind of keep all of that out of my brain until I, because if I start cross-pollinating marketing and creative stuff, I'll never get anything done, you know.
Create first, market later.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
All right, well, that sounds exciting. It sounds like there's so much going on. Is there anything else? I know we're coming up on the end of the time we've got with you tonight.
Hmm.
So was there anything else that you wanted to particularly share with the listeners?
I just want to say thank you to your listeners and to everyone who supported me. And I, not just me, but all those other pagan musicians who are going to be at Caldera Fest. You know, Tua Hadea, S.J. Tucker, Sharon Knight, Arthur Hines, all of us. You know, we can only do what we do because people out there we are part of our community. And I just want to say thank you to the pagan community. Hurrah for us. You know, we do have our differences, we do have our fallings out, but actually, you know, we are amazing, you're amazing, and I can't wait to get on the road again and meet more of you and play more music and have a good old party next year.
That sounds awesome.
Well, excellent. Well, we're looking forward to it over here as well. I guess that's, I think I've exhausted my... list of questions. Now, with this being, let's see. Now I think that was it. Looking through my notes, how does someone get in touch with you? How does someone find you about news, what's going on with you, that sort of thing? Or if they wanted to email you and write you a letter?
Yeah. The hub of all things Dave is my website. And that is paganmusic.co.uk, paganmusic.co.uk. And if you go there, you'll find my blog, you'll find the podcast, you'll find links to my Twitter feed and my Facebook page. And, you know, I love hearing from people and how they've experienced my music. And I try every time to write back. So if you write to me, you know, I will get back in touch and write back and have a chat with you and stuff. So, yeah, I'd love to hear from people. That's where you want to go, paganmusic.co.uk.
Awesome. Thank you.
.co.uk.
Yeah.
All right. Dave, I want to thank you again for being with us, taking time out of your Yule Christmas season to be here with us and to share with our listeners and for me again to gush and.
Yeah. Well, bless you. Thank you for having me on the show. Have a fantastic festive season and New Year. And, I mean, I just love the fact that we have all of these parties in the darkest part of the year. I'm a child of summer, you know. I love the heat and the sun and everything else. So if we didn't have Yule and New Year, I'd probably just be I'd either emigrate to Australia for the winter or I'd just be a bear and go into my cave and not come out. Have a great party, everybody.
You too.
All right. Well, thanks again. You take care. Happy Christmas. Happy Yule. And we'll look forward to the next time that we get you to come on the show.
Lovely. Look forward to it. Blessed be.
All right.
Blessed be.
Blessed be. All right. So, my lady, mm-hmm. while we're wrapping this up, I guess it's time for us to talk a little bit about some of our workshops, some of the things that we may have coming up next year. I know we're planning to do our best to get to Caldera Fest, but I know we're also talking to a few other festivals. If anyone is interested in having Robin and I come out and do workshops, we do workshops on communication.
Mm-hmm. We also can do live broadcasting. For the radio show from your event?
Oh, yeah. In fact, Florida Pagan Gathering last spring.
Mm-hmm.
This most recent spring, we did a live broadcast with all of the organizers, and we had they had Dragon Ritual drummers, so we got to talk with Utu and interviewed a few of the people that were just there at the festival. So we will certainly do a live broadcast from your event when we come down and we're speaking, or just if you want to bring us down and we'll do a live broadcast. That may be the only reason you bring us, but, you know, if you got us, we might as well talk a little bit and do a workshop as well. Let's see, we've done sacred sexuality workshops. You've written, and we have done together, the I Forgive. Very powerful, working on releasing the past and freeing up that energy so that we can go forward fully realized.
Okay.
What else did the... What are some of the other things? I mean, we've got so many things that we do. I've got the two.
Communication, open communication. We talk. We have also, I know I've done ritual etiquette and how to stand in circle with confidence and aplomb and not be afraid of you're going to do something wrong. We've also done... I've also done rituals on, I've also done workshops on ritual and how to create your own and do that effectively for, you know, by yourself or for groups of hundreds. I also do a workshop on how to run an event. And Terry and I,
we did that one at the Florida Pagan Gathering.
Yep, I was just going to say that. And so there are not too many things we can't put together a workshop on. If you had a specific need, certainly let us know.
Excellent. All right, so how does someone get in touch with us, my love?
Well, I think the best way to get in touch with us is littlestonebridge@gmail.com. That's an email address, and Terry and I share that. And if you send an email to that address... And put whatever your topic is in the subject, and one of us will read it and get back to you. The other way would be through Facebook, and there's also a Little Stonebridge Pathworkings Facebook page, and you can PM us there. You can get in touch with us through the radio station as well, which is surncern.org@gmail.com. And also my Facebook page, Robin A. McKean. And I believe, Terry, you're using Terry Power?
Right. There's the Friends page is just Terry Power. Look for the one in North Copley, Pennsylvania. And it also says something about the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Or my public figure page, Rev. Terry Power HP. Or follow me on Twitter at Rev. Terry Power HP. And if you go to the Little Stonebridge Pathworkings or the Rev. Terry Power HP page, click like so that you start getting some of the notifications. And you can keep up with what we're doing. The Rev. Terry Power page is where I put a lot of the images and pictures that I take in my travels around the world doing fiber optics. And the Little Stonebridge is where we put a lot of pictures like our... hand fasting back in June and stuff we do here on the mountain. And some of our events that we've attended. So let's see, I think that's about it. Again, I know this is a slightly short episode tonight, but it is Christmas Eve, and we just want to thank you guys for being with us, for sharing, whether you're listening to this in the archives or you're listening to it live. We are honored that you are with us, and we're honored that you take time from your busy schedules and from your life to share this time with us. We are thrilled that we've been here a year and a half now, plugging away and providing what we hope is a service to you guys, and we appreciate all of the listeners and all the support and all the letters we get. So thank you. And Robin, what did you have?
Well, I just wanted to send one more thank you out to Dave DeBard and how nice it was for him to do this and share his Christmas Eve with us. And also I wanted to give a shout out to Nivasi, who really went above and beyond to get us that interview. She did a great job. So Niv, thanks very much. And just to everybody who's in our listenership, to our friends of the show, like Niv, like Lee, Jackie, people who listen on a regular basis, thank you so much for your support and the love that you show us everywhere. And I just wish you all a wonderful holiday season and a brand new health and prosperity in the new year. Blessed be, and spread the love.
Well, I think that's about the way we should end it. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you again, everybody. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
With that, it's time to wish everyone a week and, in fact, a year filled with love and with wonder. Good night and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.